News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the DJ Ritchie Show.
Greetings to you conversationalists all across the fruited plain. It is I, L. Tejbo, on the GEP network. I always wanted to do that as a long time fan of Rush Limbaugh. And Rush Limbaugh was on this very radio station for many, many years. I always wanted to hit the airwaves of WBT and say greetings to you conversationalists all across the fruited plain. So I did it. I don't know why I chose tonight to do it, but I did it. So tribute to Rush. Here's to you, buddy. And I cheers them with my water bottle. Well, we got a lot going on and just a little bit of time to get to it. I got to tell you a personal story to get things started tonight. I feel like I have let some friends down. Friends and now officially former neighbors of mine. Today is the day that my wife and I closed on the sale of our house. You know, I've been telling you about it for, you know, weeks now, a couple weeks. And I'm moving and everything is moved. Closing was today. And the reason I feel like I have possibly let down my friends and neighbors is because the couple that bought our house is a very, very nice couple. And probably my age, in mid-50s, mid to late 50s, maybe 60, I'm not sure. Super nice people. But I fear that I have brought some liberals into my friends and neighbors' lives. You see, they are from Colorado. That's what makes me, first of all, think that they are probably liberals. They're from Colorado. And as we were talking to them today during the closing at the attorney's office, they mentioned that they like to hike and are crazy about animals, and that they are bringing the wife's mother here to live. And we said, how did you pick this area from Colorado that made you want to move here? And they said, well, our daughter watched the show Love is Blind, and she saw Charlotte on Love is Blind, and then she thought that would be a good place for all of us to live. So my daughter and son-in-law are moving here as well. So I texted my wife, who was sitting right next to me at the conference table, and our friend slash realtor, her name's Kelly. I texted them and I said, oh my God, we have just brought in 5 new Democrat voters to the area. What have we done? What have we done? Now, again, they're nice people. And if they are this couple, if they are liberals, then they appear to be the old school liberals. Not the mean crop of today, not the vicious, uncivil crop of liberals, leftists, Marxists that we have to deal with today. They seem like they would be old school liberals, you know, the peace, love, and harmony bunch. But still, they've got that daughter and son-in-law coming. They're probably the new crop of liberals. So we had to break the news to our neighbors. And they obviously were not happy because they, you know, I said, I could be wrong, We didn't talk about politics. I didn't ask their politics. But I just get a feeling from some of the things that they were saying that they fit the profile of liberals. And they said, well, if they fit the profile in your mind and you think they're liberals, then you're the expert. You're the country's leading societal profiler and expert on liberals. Then they have to be liberals. So I don't know how long it'll be before my neighbors put their house up for sale. Because, you know, once one family of liberals moves into the neighborhood, then they like they're already showing, they bring their families with them. And then they, you know, they'll call back home to liberal, you know, Colorado in this case. And they'll tell all their friends and family, hey, this is the land of milk and honey. Property here is so cheap. And it's, you know, because I live in Mooresville up at Lake Norman. So it's not, you know, it's not like the big dangerous city of Charlotte. So then they'll start, you know, bringing entire hordes of their liberal kin. And then they'll all bring their way of voting with them. Not stopping to think, wait a minute, why is it so much better here? Not in Charlotte. I'm not talking about Charlotte. We're still a Republican up here in Mooresville. Why is it so much better? Well, it's because it's not run by a bunch of stinking Democrats. That's why. But you'll fix that if you have your way, won't you? And then I do. I don't know if I'm going to sleep tonight with this heavy, heavy guilt that I'm carrying right now. What have I done? What have I done? The only thing is that I can tell myself that they were going to move here anyway, whether they bought our house or not. They would still be coming and bring in the other three Democrat votes with them. So that's my saving grace. Is that, you know, they would have made their way here anyway. But again, nice people, very nice people. But there are a lot of nice people who vote in a destructive way. Oh, so destructive. Now, here's the thing. I, suspecting that they were liberals, did not treat them any differently than I would have otherwise. But I'm wondering if they are indeed liberals and they knew what I'm all about, if they would have treated me any differently. You know, it's usually where the liberals are mean to us, even though we're still nice to them. We can be friends with them. They can't be friends with us. Usually that's the way it goes. But I can't worry about it now. The damage is done, if it's done. All right. We have some stupid celebrity stuff to cover tonight. We also have, look, I wasn't even going to, I put the little hour program together tonight and I said, well, look at this. I don't have anything about race relations on the show tonight. Wow. That's a first maybe. And then I had to keep scrolling and found, ditzy Don Lemon, the dumbest man in media, throwing out some completely racist things, trying to keep himself relevant. So we got to cover that. We got to. All right. So we'll get into all of it and jam it all in this one little hour we've got here coming up next.
The DJ
Richie Show.
Hey, it's TJ, and everybody in the country is talking about my new political talk show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT, and they want more. How can I get more, more, more? Well, you can get the podcast every episode on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just get signed up for it there. It's easy. Just go to tjrichie.com, and that will get you there.
Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Richie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
America's coolest conservative and the green-eyed patriot, proud to be on the air everywhere. The phone number is 704-570-1110. Also, the text number is that on the text line, driven by Liberty Buick GMC. Thank you to them. Thank you to you for listening tonight and every night. Okay. I do a lot of material about race relations in U.S. America because I am the nation's leading expert on race relations. And a lot of people don't accept that because I'm white. I'm white. So a lot of people don't accept that, but it's true. I've got the degrees to prove it. They're hanging on my wall right here. You can't see because we're on the radio, but I got my whole wall is just layered with different degrees. Y'all don't even know. You don't know. All right. So tonight I didn't have any material about race relations and all until a little silly, sassy Don Lemon, formerly of CNN, who got, excrement canned over there. And just a shade, probably, and I'm saying this not to be funny or anything, but he is known throughout the media by friend and foe as being one of the dumbest, like just the most low IQ, one of the stupidest people that has ever held a national media position. Dandy Don Lemon. At first I thought, okay, surely this is just some sort of an AI deep fake, something or another. But I'm seeing that other people who are far more credible, than I have been reposting it and all. So it's Don Lemon going off on white men today. Just listen to this. Go ahead.
God, white men, what the fuck is wrong with you? But you're too dumb to even realize that because you're lazy and sitting in front of a computer or a phone. And you're just eating it up. Oh, my God. Look at what they're doing. All of a sudden, my heritage is going to be over. That I won't. I want to live in a country where their white kids go to white schools and white people marry each other. What is wrong with that? I want to grow up in the country that my great grandfather grew up in. That country doesn't exist anymore.
Okay. Now, this is a technique of people now. Especially people who were in TV media and now they do podcasts. They love forcing in profanity whenever they can because it makes it seem like they're edgy now. That Megyn Kelly does it too. She's a smut mouth. Megyn Kelly is. She's pretty, but she's got a dirty mouth on her. Woo! Megyn Kelly has a dirty, dirty mouth on her. And to be honest with you, it's very off-putting when women can't express themselves without using profanity. I mean, I'm sure Megyn Kelly and I agree on a lot of issues, but still, she cusses too much. Well, Don Lemon, he's just trying to, nothing about Don Lemon is real. But here's the thing. Don Lemon decides, hey, I'm going to get edgy. I'm going to get some followers. I'm going to get some retweets and TikToks and all of this stuff because I'm going to come out cussing and I'm going to talk about white men. You notice the people who are the most outspoken about white men love white men in their personal lives. So they're full of BS. Don Lemon is married to a white man. He is. He's married to a white man. He loves white men. I think that white guy that that accused him of unwanted advances that time is a white man. Ilhan Omar says that that white men are the biggest danger in the country. She's got a, she's married to a white man now that she's not married to her brother anymore. She married a rich white man, made her a multimillionaire. AOC, you know, Sandy Cortez. She talks about how white men are the problem and white men are, you know, dangerous and all that. She's got her a white man. Kamala Harris. She never said anything nice about white men in general, but she's married to one as well. So what is it? Are they just lying, trying to be edgy and all of that? Because they know they love it. They know they love it. They love the white men. And I don't blame them. You think if I met Don Lemon, he wouldn't be all goo-goo over these green eyes? These green eyes and this dimple and these pretty teeth. You don't think Don Lemon would that catch his eye? Man, you crazy if you think it wouldn't. Mm-hmm. But I don't have time for Don Lemon. But even though I'm not gay, there's no way Don Lemon could not be all swooning over the green-eyed patriot. If you know Don Lemon, tell him I said it. Tell him I said it. And we'll put it to the test. I ain't scared to go meet Don Lemon and have him swoon over me. What's up, Don? See, y'all don't fool me. You bunch of fake. Now, I'm not talking about Megyn Kelly in this part of it. I'm talking about all these fake leftists who run around downgrading white men all the time, but just can't even contain their desire to be with one. Ooh. Tell Ilhan I said that too. And AOC with her fine self. Let them do the green-eyed patriot test. Bring them up in here. I have them all swooning. Dimple on the left side. Bam! Right there. So what you gonna do? What you gonna do? All right. So I just wanted to expose Don Lemon as being fake because you know he's fake. He's just trying to get some attention, cussing, acting a fool, talking down about white men. He's a joke. Don Lemon is a joke. Okay. Whoo, that was funny to me. I hope somebody does tell him. All right, hang on. We got more coming up.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hey, it's TJ, and the TJ Ritchie Show will be a multi-touch marketing option for all the cool businesses in town. I have no idea what that means. That was written by our business department, obviously, for me to read. If you're a cool business, I guess you know what it means. So go to TJRitchie.com and find out more.
He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Ritchie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
All right. Following all on social medias at TJRitchie.com. You go to TJRitchie.com and just use that website as an app. You can follow all of my stuffs, and I do a lot of stuff. You know, I'm trying to eke out a living here in this broadcast world, podcast, fishing cast. I don't know what else, all kinds of casts. So TJRitchie.com, and then just like and subscribe to all that. It would be great. I would appreciate it. Thank you so much. So much. Okay, so going back to that Don Lemon clip, I mean, I had a lot of fun with that, but I mean, I wasn't joking. I really do think that, you know, Don Lemon talking trash about white men, and I know that he loves white men in that way. that he'd be swooning if he met me in my green eyes and dimple and perfect teeth. He'd be all up over on me, especially when I finish losing this candy coating that I've got, thanks to PhD weight loss. Anyway, let's go back to Lonnie Ray and play that clip again so we can really break it down on what he's saying.
God, white men, what the fuck is wrong with you? But you're too dumb to even realize that because you're lazy and sitting in front of a computer or a phone and you're just eating it up. Oh, my God, look at what they're doing. All of a sudden, my heritage is going to be over. That I won't. I want to live in a country where their white kids go to white schools and white people marry each other. What is wrong with that? I want to grow up in the country that my great grandfather grew up in. That country doesn't exist anymore.
Okay, so what is Dumb Don really saying here? So now here's the thing. I always break it down with the left into two categories, and you know this, but I'll let those who have just joined us catch up here. If you are a leftist in the United States today, you are either naive and gullible, or you're shady, crooked, and corrupt. Now, I really, giving Don Lemon the benefit of the doubt here, I think he's just this dumb to think what he's saying is true here. So here's what the left has done. And they do this with almost every issue. So they open the borders because the left has always needed a permanent underclass. And they need a permanent underclass so that way they can hold power over them to say, you have nothing and we're going to get you a little bit of something. And whatever we give you is more than what they're going to give you, meaning the Republicans. So if you want to survive, you elect us and then we'll have the power over you. And they need an undereducated, lower class, lower income group of people all the time. So they open the borders to the most uneducated, the third world, anybody that wants to come in, and they want to get them here to start having babies and then to be able to vote, or they want to get them here, get them amnesty so then they can vote. So then the people in the United States of America who actually respect our country because we want to have a country, just like every other country's citizens in the world, if we say, no, this is our country, we have laws that you have to abide by in order to come into this country. If you want to become a legal resident or a citizen of this country, there are steps to take. And if you do that and you complete those steps, then welcome one, welcome all. If you come in here and assimilate and try to continue America being America, it doesn't matter where you're coming from, what color you are. It just doesn't matter. If you're coming in here as a proud American, you want to be a proud American and assimilate with us and be a productive member of this society, we welcome you. But anybody that says otherwise, like, no, it can't work this way. These are criminals. You can't do this. You can't do this. You're tearing down our country. You're tearing down. Then idiots like Don Lemon say, well, you just want a white society and you want a white people marrying white people and, you know, all of this kind of stuff. Now, if anybody that had an IQ above 3 on the left were saying that, I would say, oh, he's corrupt. He's lying. He's, you know, brainwashing people or whatever. But Don Lemon is too dumb to do that. He's just that stupid. And again, he's trying to remain relevant. He's trying to be edgy. And to say that if you want the country's laws to be upheld and you want to hang on to what is a distinctive United States culture and tradition, then you must be a racist, white supremacist, and that's what you want. Meanwhile, I'd love to see where Don Lemon resides, what kind of place he resides. What's the security at a place where Don Lemon is all the time? Is he out amongst the people he's claiming to champion? Is he out in the middle of a completely different third world culture in his day-to-day walkings through the United States? Do you think Don Lemon is having to experience the things that people who live on the United States border have to deal with? No, he doesn't. He's pretending to be a real race baiter, and he's not even smart enough to do that. So sassy, dandy Don Lemon is just a loser again. I'll say it again. He's a loser. All right. Now, we got to slip this cut in here because it is that important. It's another. Now, this one is not an idiot like Don Lemon. This is a corrupt, crazy leftist Marxist who is trying to tear down this country on purpose. Her name is Pramila Jayapal, and she is from Washington State, the Seattle area. So you know she's a lunatic. This is what she had to say about deporting people.
I just want to be really clear. If you can do this to an undocumented immigrant, to an immigrant with a visa status, you can do it to a U.S. citizen. And I think this is why I've been so intent on doing these hearings, because I do think that Americans across the country, on both sides of the aisle, to your point, actually know that this is wrong. But the people that are here in this body, that doesn't reflect what the American people think.
Okay. She just said that if we can deport, she said undocumented immigrants. There's no such thing as an undocumented immigrant. It's illegal alien. An immigrant means somebody is here legally. If you're not here legally, you are undocumented and you're called an illegal alien. So if we can deport illegal aliens, then we can deport U.S. citizens as well. We'll start deporting U.S. citizens. How much sense does that make? None. That's like saying, okay, if they can arrest this bank robber, then they can arrest people who didn't rob banks for robbing banks. They can throw them in jail with the bank robbers, even if they didn't rob a bank. What? If they can arrest carjackers the way they're doing now, then sooner or later they're going to be arresting people for carjacking that don't carjack. It's asinine. Now, here's what we should do. Pramila Jayapal is not a natural, she's not a natural born citizen, a native born citizen. She's naturalized. She was born in India. So I say we denaturalize her and deport her. How about that? Let's start with that. Put her on that same list with Ilhan Omar. Denaturalize and deport. Because they are working to tear down this country. And we shouldn't allow it. For national security reasons. Just the same way we're deporting these illegal aliens who are from these gangs and these violent criminals that we're snatching them up. Oh, snatching them up and disappearing them. And you ever notice they just ignore the fact when we go, okay, well, these that you just said we were disappearing and kidnapping off the street. This one was a rapist. This one was a child molester. This one was a murderer. You know, they just ignore all of that because it doesn't fit their narrative of, you know, they don't care. They want these illegal aliens from the third world in this country. And they want to do it to tear down the fabric of the United States so they can conquer it. People like Pramila Jayapal. Okay. We got one segment left. Looks like we just got to hit that thing running. All right. So hang on. More coming up.
The DJ Richie Show. He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Oh, yeah. Here we are, ramming, jamming, slamming. On the air, everywhere, the green-eyed patriot, America's coolest conservative. Look at this. I'm about to break some news. Got some breaking news. Well, I'm not breaking it. Fox News just broke it. And before I give you this news, hold on, I'm going to tease you a little bit. It's just been one big tease. I'm going to tease you a little bit. Go ahead and get ready. All of you low IQ people who think that everything I say is because I'm a racist and a white supremacist and all of that tired, old, low intelligence and no common sense kind of debate. Racist, white supremacist. What? Go ahead and get ready. Call me a racist again. When I report this story, you know, the guy we were talking about the other day, the superintendent of schools in Des Moines, Iowa, we've been talking about, is the illegal alien named Ian Andre Roberts. That was a whole big thing. And I may have been the first one to tell you about that the other night. It was a relatively new story when I came on the air the other night. But regardless, they showed up to arrest him. He takes off running. They find his car abandoned. He had a pistol in the car, all kinds of stuff. He'd been illegal for a long time, been working his way up through the ranks of school board, and he was a school superintendent in Des Moines. Well, Fox News is reporting that he has been an active voter on the registrations as a Democrat in Maryland. So I guess he lived in Maryland before he lived in Iowa, where he was on the voter registry as an active voter. No, the Democrats cry. We're not trying to get illegals over here to vote. We just want to show them humanity. Oh, they don't call us bleeding heart liberals for nothing. We just want them to get to live. We don't want them to vote. That's illegal. We're not doing that. It's odd that he wasn't registered as a Republican, isn't it? Huh. Funny how that happens. Okay, so big news today is in the entertainment world is that a fella calling himself Bad Bunny is going to be the halftime show in the Super Bowl. Now, I know I come from the music world of radio and the top 40 music and all that, and I'm not familiar with much of Bad Bunny's music. I know he is a hero to the Hispanic peoples. But I didn't realize that he was all into drag and things like that, that I'm seeing today. I saw, Jason Whitlock did a whole big thing about him today. I do know that he's anti ICE and he's outspoken about that, and he canceled his U.S. tour because of ICE, and he's basically anti-American, from what I've gathered. Now, here's the thing. The reason I'm not all up in arms about it is because I've told you time and time again what the NFL is about. I am not surprised in the least. The NFL is a leftist organization that is dead set on feminizing itself as much as possible. Now, am I saying that the players are feminine? No, I'm not, except for that Caleb Williams, the quarterback for the Chicago Bears, who paints his fingernails and cries in his mama's bosom when he loses a game. That's feminine. But the rest of the players are not. They're like superheroes. So don't be going and telling any of the Carolina Panthers, if they see me around somewhere, that I said they were feminine. It's the opposite. They're super tough, super strong, basically, you know, superheroes on as close as we can get as far as physical strength and agility and all. But the organization called the National Football League is a leftist organization, in my humble opinion, and are dead set on becoming as feminine as possible. Every bit of their marketing seems to be directed toward women. Every bit of their promotions, you know, all about the women, all about feminizing everything. Bad Bunny is anti-American with his messages about, you know, illegal immigration and all of that. So, of course, put him on there. I don't know if Jay-Z is still in charge of the halftime entertainment. He used to be. And so it wouldn't surprise me a bit if Jay-Z is behind this. Anything that is going to be anti American traditional values is what I expect from the NFL, and especially at the Super Bowl, and especially if Jay-Z is still involved in picking the halftime entertainment. I don't watch the halftime show of the Super Bowl. Very rarely. And that started because I got up so early doing morning radio that I couldn't, you know, the game doesn't start until, what, midnight now? They hold it until midnight before they even start the game. But I just don't care for most of the entertainment that they have at halftime. None of it will compare to things like, you know, when Prince did it. I mean, I think that's the best one ever is when Prince did it. But, I mean, when Dr. Dre and them did it a couple years ago, it was pretty good. It's kind of cheesy in certain areas, but whatever. What I'm saying is that I don't expect anything better out of the NFL. If the NFL decided that they would actually, you know, raise a hammer and sickle over the 50-yard line, it wouldn't surprise me. So I'm not all up in arms about Bad Bunny. So it was a quick show tonight, and I don't know. I'm feeling kind of fired up about it. I got it, Lon. Thank you. Lonnie's telling me how long I got left in my ear here. I'm speaking to Lonnie Ray. No need to worry about it, ladies and gentlemen. So the NFL can do what it do. I don't care. Leftist group. Hey, thanks, Lonnie, for manning everything tonight. I appreciate you running it by yourself and all. You're the man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Hey, look, Mark Levin's coming up next. God loves you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. See you tomorrow.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hey, it's TJ, and everybody in the country is talking about my new political talk show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT, and they want more. How can I get more? Well, you can get the podcast every episode on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just get signed up for it there. It's easy. Just go to TJRitchie.com, and that will get you there.